The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. What a Monday. Oh, Lord. It's just great to have you with us and great that we could talk these things out that are happening and unfolding throughout the day. And, you know, there's so much that we could deviate, but I want to just stay on a lot of these things because I want to come to solutions. And we have to really be careful how we vote because I think that just reflects what happens. You see the destruction of this country little by little, one thing after another, and you're sitting there, you put your hands in the air and say, look, I didn't vote this way, and they still, you know, still won, and it's just an absolute horror show of watching my language. So, like what happened in Buffalo, and, you know, there's so many mass shootings. How do you stop that, and why can't we get a red flag on somebody like this young creep, this killer, coward, cockroach that killed these mostly black folks in Buffalo, New York. So 906, so we reached out to Danny Coulson. He's a former deputy assistant director of the FBI, founding commander of the FBI hostage rescue team, a friend of the program who can help us out here on this tough, tough morning. Danny, welcome back to the show, sir. Great to have you with us this morning, my friend.
Yeah, it's great to be with you as usual. I'm sick at my stomach this morning. This is a tragedy. It's horrible. And it's one we see over and over and over again. I could have written the script for this a year ago. Yeah, it came out the exact same timeline as the way it happened. And, you know, we ignore people who have mental deficiencies or mental illnesses, and we send them back on the street. And I don't know when that's going to change.
It's true. Hey, Danny, too, man, you went through this. Before we get to the specifics, what do you say? I mean, what do you say to the family? Oh, I feel for those families. They're in a stressed area as it is. They're a great community in Buffalo. They're at a store on a Sunday, and it's good Americans just doing what you would do on a Saturday, and then they get, then all of a sudden some creep comes out and starts shooting. I mean, how do you explain it? There's no comforting here. I mean, when you're in a situation, when you were doing that in the FBI, I mean, you got to be clinical, I guess, but how do you show some heart, sir, you know?
You know, it's hard. And, you know, they don't pay us to be weep and to feel bad. They pay us to find these guys. And
yeah,
I did the Oklahoma bombing, and that was a tragic situation. And I was asked about it many times. And I said, well, what I say basically is that they don't pay me to be sorrowful. They pay me to go catch these bad guys. And I don't know what you can say. It has to be rooted in faith. We've gotten away from faith in our country, and I think that's a lot of the problems we're seeing today, that you know, we're denigrated if you happen to say that you're a follower of Christ. And we see the result of that, that people are turning away from the church, are turning away from religion they have. And we see the result, and I don't know how it's going to get better. I'm terrified for my wife and grandchildren to go to the store. I go with them now. And I tell you what, I'm armed. I'm ready to fight.
Wow.
Because it's a terrible situation, and we shouldn't live like that, at least not in this country.
Yeah. Hey, Danny, too, we got a lot to talk. We appreciate you taking the time. So, if I may, what's the best weapon to have for someone like who wants to protect the family? I mean, let's just be right up front about it. Is it a Glock 9mm? Is there something smaller? Some of my cop friends tell me it's a revolver because that never, you know, misfires, you know. What's the safest thing? I mean, dare I ask that question on the radio this morning, but we're at a point in the society where we have to protect ourselves, sir.
Well, it's all of the above. It's whatever you can shoot. It's the weapon that you are most effective with. And, you know, if you're going to go to the grocery store, it's pretty much going to be a handgun. and whatever you like, whatever you shoot well. But remember, this guy had a body armor. He was like the Aurora, Colorado shooter, James Holmes. He was armored up head to toe. And you got to be really good to defeat a guy like that. You have to be pretty much a member of some elite law enforcement counterterrorist team to be able to beat that guy. I'd have a hard time beating that guy. If he's got a rifle and I've got a handgun, I'm pretty good with it. It's going to be difficult. The best thing you can do, Joe, and this is really important, get the heck out of there. Yeah. Even if you have a gun, get out.
Yeah.
If you hear firecrackers going off in the parking lot or firecrackers going off in the whatever, the theater, the restaurant, the grocery store, that's not firecrackers. That's gunfire. And as soon as you hear that, get out. If it turns out to be firecrackers, you can come back. But you have to put space between you and the bad guy. And even if you have a gun, get out, run away.
Yeah, that's a good advice from a man who knows what he's talking about, Danny Colson, down in the great state of Texas. So all of a sudden now, this guy was apparently looked at and examined in school. This creep. I don't even mention these creeps' names anymore, Danny. I've had it with these cockroaches, you know. And they're Satan, I know, and they're evil, and they're sick. But the red flags. And this was my argument this morning, Danny Colson. If I say something about the 2020 election, if I say I believe in Jesus, if I say anything that goes along the mainstream media or the social media consciousness, where they could just shut me down on Twitter until Elon Musk buys it, and they shut me down on Google, Facebook. If I say the wrong thing, how in the name of God are these creeps who really have all these red flags, how are we letting these guys get by? And why we innocent citizens, we can't say anything about the virus. You can't say anything about January 6th because you'll be shut down. This guy is just a manifest of hate, and they can't find him, Danny. Very frustrating.
Well, Joe, think about this. Look at the Pulse nightclub shooter. How many times did the FBI and the police talk to that guy? And every active shooter situation you can imagine, everybody knew it was going to be that guy. They all knew who he was. But the laws don't allow us to deal with them. We're not even allowed a lot of times to even furnish information to keep him from buying the gun. We have Privacy Act issues, and if you've got a medical condition, they can't use that. You can't even disseminate that a lot of times. And that's part of the problem. It starts with the laws that limit us and rules. And, you know, I know the bureaus was criticized heavily on the Pulse nightclub because they talked to the guy. But you know what? He didn't violate any law. And that's where we are with it. We don't have mental health. When I was a kid, we put crazy people in mental institutions. Now we give them a pill and send them home. So I don't know what the answer to it is. But I guess the answer has to be you're on your own.
Don't rely on the police
to do it. You got to do it yourself.
Well, because you're handcuffed. And the DOJ, they'll go after somebody if they say something bad about this current president, but they don't seem to get to the heart of the matter of things like this, protecting these communities, for crying out loud. And apparently what happened in Laguna Woods in Orange County in California, that's kind of a copycat crime, I would think. Yes, Danny?
Yeah, probably. Probably. Joe, let me give you an idea here.
Okay.
More people have died because of bail reform in New York State than died in the supermarket. Think about that.
Wow. Wow. In New York State alone, you're saying. Wow.
Yes. Yeah. Look at all the murders that have occurred, especially in New York City.
Yeah.
Bail reform. Now, nobody goes to jail. If you commit a crime, let's go into a jewelry store and steal everything. And, well, that's just reparations. We don't do that. And these prosecutors that don't prosecute the right people and actually don't prosecute anybody are responsible for a lot of this. Not this case. This is a crazy, incompetent man. And all these guys, by the way, Joe, are all inadequate personalities, 100%. These horrible little racist guys, they don't like themselves. They're incompetent. They can't do anything, so they find somebody to hate, and they generally pick on a minority, and that's where it goes.
Oh, I see. Yeah, because this guy had targeted some Jewish communities as well elsewhere in America, correct?
That's very typical. I spent a lifetime investigating neo-Nazis and putting them in jail, and I risked the lives of my agents going after these guys. and they're all 100% inadequate personalities. And I don't know the reason for that necessarily, but I know that that's what you're dealing with here. And that's when they became these little neo-Nazi punks. They don't do anything productive. When they go to school, they're not in the band, they're not in the choir, they're not in the library club, they don't play sports. They just sit around and fester because they're inadequate, and they have to find somebody that makes them inadequate. And that's the way it manifests itself.
And how about this white supremacy rap that this administration seems to be harping on? I mean, as far as I look, when I look at the stats, there are people of all color in Waukesha, Wisconsin. That guy was a black guy who ran down all those people in that beautiful Christmas parade, and I didn't see Joe Biden step up for that. Danny, forgive me for making this political.
He didn't.
Huh? He never even went.
No,
And the pandemic that in America, for someone who myself dedicated to helping the at-risk communities around New Jersey and the rest of the country, I don't see the president step up with the pandemic that is black-on-black crime every single night in the cities across America. Now he's calling this a white supremacy. Now he's going, of course, to Buffalo. And I think it's good that he and Jill go to Buffalo, but he's got to stop calling names and dividing us like this, yes?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look at Antifa. How many crimes did they commit?
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you very much. I mean, look at the riots. I mean, I was involved in building the border wall, and I got to work with a lot of Border Patrol and Customs guys, and some of them were in Portland, Oregon, to protect that courthouse, and they told me the horror they went through. And those are white guys doing that. So, you know, quit putting labels on people. That doesn't work. And our country is more divided now than any time in my lifetime. I've been around a long time.
Yeah,
it's very much divided now. And a lot of it has to do with quit calling names. And let's get back to faith.
Yeah.
And I guarantee if that kid got up in the morning, went gone to church and worshiped as he should be doing, he might not have done this. He might have turned it around.
Amen. Amen. Hey, Danny, before we let you go, man, so you worked at the border. I mean, are terrorists coming across? We talked to Tom Holman, we talked to Mark Morgan, former commissioner. We talked to all the good guys trying to keep the border safe. It's a mess down there, huh?
Oh, yeah. And both the guys you just mentioned, American heroes, they are amazing. Nobody listens to them, or at least our administration doesn't listen to them.
Yeah,
it's open. It's you know, we're being invaded, Joe.
Yeah.
And we have no clue who's coming in. All we do is facilitate them getting here, and that's their answer to it. And, you know, I think it's incredible we're sending all these billions of dollars to Ukraine, which we should, and we're spending a nickel on the border when it comes to protecting it.
Yeah, it's such a, or baby food, Danny, just saying.
Goodness.
Baby formula, what a mess. Danny Coulson, we got to get you back in the FBI, my brother. I think we need you back.
No. I've done that.
Thank you for your stellar service, Danny. You're a great American and a good guy.
It's always great to talk to you, Joe. You've done a great job for our country. Thanks.
And God bless you, my friend. Thank you so much, Danny Coulson. Talk to
you soon,
man. Former Deputy Assistant Director of the FBI, founding commander of the FBI Hostage Rescue Team. The FBI, Danny's right, gets a bad rap. Every FBI agent I know and have ever met are great, great individuals. To a man, to a woman, they work hard. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, great Americans defending us. And it's the politics from the head and the bosses of those organizations that are the ones that I think are causing it and making it more difficult for the rank and file, who we appreciate. Joe on the radio, it's 18 minutes after 9 o'clock. You know, we have talk about American heroes. I tell you, these are all folks that we have on the show. I admire these folks because they are heroes. Jack Jacobs, Medal of Honor recipient, what he did in Vietnam. If you Google Jack Jacobs and see what he did in Vietnam, saving his fellow soldiers and received the Medal of Honor, and one of the most humblest men that you will meet. We're going to talk about Finland joining NATO and how that will affect the crazy man, Vladimir Putin. Jack knows. 20 after 9 o'clock, Debbie's on the roads looking out for you. It's a Monday. It's May 16th, 2022. Of the traffic getting into New York yesterday, Debbie, Sunday night. What happened?
Oh, was it crazy?
Oh, 2 hours. I still made masks, though, girl. I made masks.
Of course you did.
I ran in. I went to St. Jean-Baptiste on the Upper East Side. Beautiful. And I went in and I ran in and I said, oh, and it was like 6 minutes after 4 o'clock mass, by the way. And the priest does it. He does a 4 o'clock, which is great. It's before, right before my show. So I go, okay, let me run in. And I walked in and I said to the usherette, did you do the gospel? No, we didn't do the gospel yet. So I said, yes, I made it.
Yeah,
I
made you it. Made it. Yeah, you get credit. You get credit. Yeah.
I made it. But, oh, my Lord. It was so bad. It was nuts. So, wow. And I guess it's like that this morning as well.
Oh, never a dull moment on the roads, that's for sure, Joe. Let's see what's happening here. Inbound George Washington Bridge, 30 minutes into town right now. Outbound, that earlier stalled vehicle clear from the upper level. The inbound Lincoln, that's 20, but the Holland almost 40 in from both approaches. We're seeing delays on 23 southbound as you get down through Newfoundland, getting down toward Clinton Road. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic as you head over to the New Jersey Turnpike South by exit 9 construction. Blocking a lane. Deegan is still busy northbound at 179th with a crash. Shore Road is still closed in the Bronx between Orchard Beach and Pelham Road. It's an ongoing investigation. Over on the outbound Gowanus, stop and go at 38th with a disabled truck. Traffic is still slowing down on the Belt Parkway eastbound right by Farmers Boulevard. That's an accident. And watch for some stop and go traffic as you take a ride over to 9 in Phillipstown with construction. Clouds this morning, thunderstorms later, high of 74. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
I have my balance of nature here. Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. I will go into my radio bag, and I will take out my little travel bottle of balance of nature. And I take my fruits. I take double in the morning. You don't have to do that, by the way. You don't. I think, and may I suggest, I'm not giving you advice here, but I'm just knowing from talking to the Howard family and how great balance of nature is, a daily dose of balance of nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. What is a daily dose? You could take 3 in the morning of fruits. You could take 3 vegetables at night, and that's it. I double up because of my hectic schedule. And you know what? You could do it. And I'm telling you, before my show last night, I'm running like crazy. Got church in, got back. The traffic was so bad. Just made it to the studio, and then you know what I did? I took out 6. I'm not saying that you should do this. This is what I do for myself because I believe in balance of nature so much. And I took 6 vegetables. Boom, and I got mental clarity. I was energized. Let's go. And you know what? It's just fruits and vegetables in capsule form, in a vegetarian capsule that I'm holding in my hand as I speak to you. That I'm going to take. And I want you to call, if you would, 800-2468. You know the number, 751 800-2468. 751, get 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Free shipping, get access to your own health coach. This is a great present for somebody. Oh, yeah, Father's Day coming up. You think I'm kidding? Or somebody graduating. You say, wait, look, you heard Joe talking on the radio. Or I know a lot of kids are listening with the parents. And so many kids come over, girls and boys come over, and he said, oh, my father listens to you every morning. My mom listens to you every time on the way to work when before they leave me off at school. So it'd be nice to get your parents, if you're the kids listening, Balance of Nature. Say, look, Joe talks about it. Here it is. It's really a great gift. That's very attractive, by the way, green and red and all that. 800-2468-751. Go to balanceofnature.com. You owe it to yourself to go to balanceofnature.com. Just remember the radio discount code exclusively for you, Joe.
While the media and political class is obsessed with supporting anything and everything that's outside of America, it's important that we focus on our country, our families, and the businesses which need your support. PatriotMobile.com, the only Christian conservative cell phone company, offers broad nationwide coverage with the same cell phone towers as the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their U.S. customer support team are superb. Switch today to a company that shares your values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, and sanctity of life. Call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with offer code GORKA or go to patriotmobile.com/Gorka. Special extra discounts for veterans and first responders. Support a company that loves America, loves you, and shares your values. That's 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Switch today.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
So, I love the Tunnel to Towers 5K run and walk in New York City, retracing FDNY firefighter Stephen Siller's final footsteps on 9/11. The event pays homage to the fallen And what began with 1,500 people in 2002 is one of the top 5K events in America. About 30,000 people. I am on that stage, and it is the last Sunday in September. And I have the honor of being the master of ceremonies. And I'm just a foot soldier, just trying to move along to help this great, great, incredible organization, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. And I see the Gold Star families to my left, and I see the catastrophically injured behind me. And I see all the good folks, the firefighters from the Newark Fire Department comes in. The NYPD is there. The FDNY is there all around the country. The firefighters will come dressed in full gear and run that tunnel in the name of Stephen Siller to raise money for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. That single event, by the way, has now inspired more than 70 runs, walks, and climbs in different cities, plus dozens of more golf outings and barbecues around the country. Proceeds from all these events support the foundation's programs, and Tunnel to Towers carries forward a legacy of courage and heroism by honoring our country's military and, you know what, first responder heroes. Don't forget about the first responders and law enforcement that step up. And the people that are there for us, people willing to die protecting our country and our communities, please register for an event in your area, okay? Or join us at the 5K in September. We'd love to see you. Volunteer to start one. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. And God bless you for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios. Coming up at 10 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. Great to have you with us this morning. There's so much going on. My goodness gracious, I don't even know where to begin. And we're getting through it all, and I wanted to reach out to my friend, Colonel Jack Jacobs, who is a retired colonel in the United States Army, Medal of Honor recipient for his valor in Vietnam, and a great guy, one of the most humblest men with great humility. It's like an anomaly these days, and someone who's a hero like Jack Jacobs, kind enough to join us, it's an honor. Colonel, welcome back to the show, sir. Great to have you with us always.
Well, thanks so much for the kind words, Joe.
So true, man. I can't believe it. I got to ask you this, Jack, too, man. You're a hero. You're a warrior. And you're a very decent man. Wall Street icon, business, everything you do, philanthropic giant. Do you watch war movies, Jack? Or do you just go, oh, been there. I don't want to hear. I watch Patton. I love Patton. You know, I'm watching these Mel Gibson movies. Do you get caught up in that, or you go, oh, nah, that's not the way it is?
I used to years ago. I watched lots and lots of movies. I probably watch every movie ever made. And then when I get a little bit older, I couldn't find the time to do it. And now I'm so busy, I don't get to watch any movies at all. I've got to say that I did like watching a number of war movies that are realistic. And the most realistic one, of course, is the opening scene in Private Ryan. That's as close as you can get.
Wow.
You can see how scary it is, and it's scary for everybody. But that, enjoying the movie, I guess, is probably a stretch, but I enjoyed the movie.
You're right. And how Spielberg nailed that on Normandy. I still can't. How we did that Operation Overlord, how we did that. Jack, we were a great country. And what you did in Vietnam, that's why when you see what's happening in Ukraine, Jack, what is bothering me about that? You know this. This is what you teach, what you speak about. What's bothering about Ukraine, this war? It's like they wanted, like the military-industrial complex wanted this war. They wanted it to unfold. They could have stopped Putin. They did not. There's something, my Jersey, you know, that Jersey intuition that we have, you know? I know you're a Brooklyn guy, but that adds even more intuition when you have an instinct, you know? And what's up? What's bothering me about this? Like, it's all manufactured and all for political purposes, Jack.
Well, I think what's happened is that we had, I don't know how many administrations in a row, failed to see what was going on in Eastern Europe and paid absolutely no attention to it for a number of reasons. Indeed, we scaled down our capability to support our allies. Our allies decided that they were safe and didn't need to do anything. The American political establishment decided that it was easier not to confront Putin and his objectives, which are, have been obvious for about 20 years, and preferred instead to ignore it. And, you know, it's like anything else. When you don't do something early on, it winds up being much more difficult later on to try to fix. Now it is a big mess with tensions rising along the border between Eastern and Western Europe. But I think mostly the cause of it is a failure of political will in the West. Until just recently, Western Europe had decided it was going to keep buying Russian Russian energy. Either you're going to confront aggression or you're not going to do it. And we didn't do it. And it's one of the reasons why we find ourselves in the predicament we do today.
And what's going to happen with Finland and Sweden? They're cut. Putin is now apparently going to cut off power to Poland. And now with Finland and Sweden join NATO, does that make Putin even more vicious, Colonel?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to imagine how more vicious he can get because he is a vicious character. He's willing to bombard cities and is indiscriminate. But it is a problem because we have one ally in Western Europe who is opposed to it, and that's Turkey. And Turkey is extremely close to Russia and continues to be so. And it's going to be hard to see how the United States and the rest of the West is going to convince Turkey to support the inclusion of the Nordic countries in NATO. That's going to be a political mess, and I'm not certain that the United States has the diplomatic capability to make that happen. That's going to be a mess in the coming months, Joe.
And also, Colonel Jack Jacobs, kind enough to join us this morning. How are politicians walking freely in Kyiv? How did they get in? How did they get out? I thought the war. I mean, I see what's happening in Mariupol. I see what's happening down above the Black Sea, the Donbass region. It's a horror. But I guess Ukraine's that big where Kyiv isn't that dangerous because we don't know what to believe anymore, Colonel Jacobs. We don't know what to believe. Who's going in? What's going out? But politicians seem to be moving freely in its main city of Kyiv. Yes.
Well, it used to be really difficult. The place was under siege, but the Russians have withdrawn. A few weeks ago, they decided they were not going to be able to encircle Kyiv, and instead they were going to take their forces and put them in the east and the south. Now they got problems in the east, too, but that's a separate issue. That means that the area around Kyiv and farther to the west, it's very easy to move around and to get in and to get out because the long-range artillery that the Russians had that they were using to bombard the major cities in the north, they've withdrawn them because they were under threat from Ukrainian forces, and they put them in the east. So, yeah, you can move in and out of there relatively freely. Every once in a while, they'll send a cruise missile in and so on. But if Russians are concentrating their military power in Donbass and in the southern part of the country of Ukraine along the Black Sea, Joe.
And now, I have to ask you this, Colonel. I hate to throw this right at you because I really heard it as hearsay, so this could be complete conjecture, complete rumor. Are there Ukrainian prisoners of war taken by Russia being used for prisons in Siberia? I mean, I can't verify it. It's just hearsay, Jack. I'm sorry to throw that at you, but is that happening by any chance? Do we know?
Well, we don't know whether or not they're in Siberia, but the Russians captured a very large number of Ukrainian civilians in the Donbass region and brought them to Russia, ostensibly, we think, to hold them hostage to some sort of negotiation that they expect to take place later on. So there's little doubt that the Russians they've captured Ukrainian civilians and probably some military people as well and brought them to Russia, we think, to hold them as hostage later. So that we know that's pretty, we're pretty sure about that, Joe.
Goodness gracious. Jack, you're so informed on all these things. I just happened to hear it. I mean, is there any UN movement to free these poor people?
Yeah, I think there is, but Putin's not listening and they're not going to be released. You know, even just one prisoner, military or civilian, is high currency, and the Russians know that if there is any negotiation, they've got some currency to use so that they can get what they want, which is, by the way, they want Donbass, and they want to keep the southern part of Ukraine. It remains to be seen who's going to get what, but this is going to drag on for a while, Joe.
Yeah, and Putin will pretty much hold on to the Donbass region and the southern part that he has already taken. I mean, the only thing that bothers me, Jack, if I may, and we'll let you go, Colonel, we appreciate your time, is what price does Putin pay? Are we just going to let this guy go? No Nuremberg-type trial, no nothing? He's just going to take Donbass, a third of the country almost, and he's going to take right above the Black Sea and maybe even move into Odessa, and then that's it? Then we let him go? I mean, what is? I guess we have to settle for that, Jack?
Well, it might come to that. Don't forget that he invaded Georgia, Republic of Georgia, in 08. He took Crimea and kept it, and now wants to march on towards the Transnistria region in Moldova, wants that too. But when all the previous invasions occurred, nobody did anything. And so there's no reason to expect that. No matter how horrified everybody is about the indiscriminate nature of the Russian advances on Ukraine, there's no reason to believe that the rest of the world's going to do anything because we didn't do anything before, Joe.
Yeah, Jack Jacobs. Jack, what a great vital chat with you every time you're kind enough to jump on air with us, sir. So thanks for your service, Colonel. Yeah, God bless you. Godspeed. Can't wait to see you in person, Jack. Thank you, my friend.
Ditto. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, sir. Colonel Jack Jacobs right there. True American hero. Great guy. Knows the military. It's you just kind of put your hands up. You go, what is going on over there? Putin's going to get away with it. He's doing what he wants to do, how he wants to do it. And then you just leave him like that? I don't know. I'm telling you. Like I told you, this is me. This is nobody else. This ain't the Colonel. This ain't Salem. I'm telling you. A couple Italian guys in a Buick from Jersey. Going over there, you know, Vladimir, get in the trunk, done, never hear from him again. I'm just saying, 936, Joe of the Radio, Al's in the News Nook on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
65 degrees at 936. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The New York State Senate passing a bill that bans pet stores from selling dogs, cats, and rabbits. State Senator Michael Gennaris of Queens introduced the measure last week. He hopes the bill will put an end to puppy mills selling to pet stores. Gennaris wants people to adopt animals that are in need of a home. The bill now needs to pass the assembly. And airlines are racing to hire and train new pilots as the U.S. is facing a pilot shortage. NBC News reports major U.S. airlines are scrambling to hire more than 12,000 pilots just this year, double the previous record for hiring in a single year. The shortage comes as hiring was temporarily stopped during the COVID-19 pandemic, and airlines handed out early retirements to pilots to cut back on costs. The outlet also reports Senator Lindsey Graham is considering proposing legislation to raise the mandatory retirement age for pilots from 65 to 67. In sports, the Rangers beat the Penguins in overtime in Game 7, 4-3 of their first-round Stanley Cup playoff, and the Blue Shirts will face the Carolina Hurricanes in the second round. The Yankees take the series finale with the White Sox 5-1 in Chicago, while the Mets at Citi Field, they drop their first series of the season, this time to the Seattle Mariners, by the final of 8-7. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's go to Route 100A. As you get into 287 in Elmsford, it's an accident. If you're heading to the Cross County westbound, stop-and-go traffic getting out toward the thruway. Palisades Parkway North exit 12 getting up through Pomona. It's a stalled car. Still seeing delays here on 17 North at Route 46 in Hasbrook Heights. It's an accident. Inbound GWB 30 to the upper, 15 to the lower level. Lincoln 20. Holland's still 30 to 35 minutes in from both approaches. Expect delays this morning as you head to Shore Road. It's closed by Orchard Beach. It's all due to this ongoing accident investigation. Deegan North at 179th. It's a stalled car. And traffic slowing down as you head to the LIE westbound at Junction Boulevard with an accident cleared. More volume over by the Queens Midtown Tunnel. And it looks like alternate side parking rules are in effect. Clouds this morning, thunderstorms later, high of 74. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed.com. If you need to hire, then you need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you schedule and conduct video interviews all in one place. Finding your next great hire has never been more streamlined. Get hiring at Indeed.com/credit.
Hello there, Joe Piscopo, telling you about Route 22 Toyota. Alex Kinsella is the man. Oh, I telling you, when I left that show, on Saturday already. I bolted out. And my buddy Captain Frank, you know, he had his parents there, he had his sisters there. It was a great family. He came from Wisconsin to Woodstock, Illinois, right south of Chicago. And I said, Frank, I'll never make this flight. Now, he's a pilot. He's a former, United pilot. He goes, I'm going to get you to the airport. Come on, we're going to go. We didn't speed, but he pulled up in the Toyota Camry that he got from Route 22 Toyota. It's in Wisconsin. Then he goes outside of Chicago. This was so funny. And it says Route 22 Toyota in the back of the car. We're there in the Groundhog Day town, you know, of Woodstock, Illinois. And I got such a kick out of it. But then we were in the mode of just get to the, can we make it to the plane on time? And indeed we did. And I thank Captain Frank for that. Plus this is such a good, Captain Frank's such a good guy. And then I told you I had all my road stuff in the back of the trunk of the Toyota. By the way, that's the Toyota Camry that gets 39 miles per gallon. Alex Kinsella will tell you that. The RAV4 gets 41 miles per gallon. The Prius wrote the book, combined 56 miles per gallon. You can call 973-705-8905. 973-705-8905. And don't forget, Alex and the team at Route 22 Toyota are paying you 125% book value towards a fuel-efficient Toyota. So they got the deals for you. But it's so funny. Frank goes, I'll bring your stuff home. Just take your bag, get right on the plane. I go, really? He goes, yeah. So now he's on his way. He's probably listening as we speak. So appreciate that, Captain Frank, driving that Toyota from Wisconsin back to Jersey with my stuff in it, man. And I tell you, and Alex made him a deal. He bought like two or three other people back. My sister Carol's got a beautiful car from Route 22 Toyota. Al got a car from Route 22 Toyota. We invite you to call. This is a number for you, by the way. 973-705-8905. It's Route 22 Toyota. Alex Kinsella going to pay 125% book value towards a fuel-efficient Toyota. Now, it's right there. You Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. You know, you can go to Route22Toyota.com. Whatever you do, please remember to say, Joe Piscopo sent me.
The following is a paid political announcement.
Hi, I'm Frank Pallotta, conservative Republican running for United States Congress in the 5th District. President Biden and Governor Murphy continue to push their radical left-wing agenda with no signs of letting up. Their plan to politicize our children's education and mismanage our economy has eroded our freedoms and challenged our way of life. I will continue to stand up for parental rights, our children's future, and our freedoms. On June 7th, vote for a true conservative leader. I'm Frank Pallotta, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Pallotta for Congress.
Research shows listeners don't like it when ads interrupt their music. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance, we made this ad optional. If you want to skip this ad, remove your left earphone. Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
If you're missing this informative ad, you must love wasting your cash.
It's the easy and smart way to save.
Now it's all been said, so if that earphone was out, put it back in your head.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
So, Mike Lindell, MyPillow, are offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, you can receive buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, right? Six-piece towel sets, right? Couch pillows, beach pillows, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. I've got to get a new couch pillow, and I will go there to MyPillow.com. I will use my own promo code, JOEP, is which I've done, and I'll get a great deal. Just go to the radio listener specials page at MyPillow.com. The promo code is indeed Joe P. You can call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. Don't miss the incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. Also, you'll receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. 800-651-0798 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page right now. It's the BOGO Extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Promo code Joe P.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Everybody knows this guy.
Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Whether I'm right or wrong. place in this world or never belong. I gotta be me. I gotta be me. What else can I be but what I am?
Sammy Davis. He passed away on this day, 1990. Yeah, too young. I remember, you know, Sammy and I had the same doctor, who was a great doctor, best doctor out there, Dr. Irv Blazowski. What a great guy at Cedars-Sinai. And I talked to Irv, and, you know, of course, he kept all the confidences. But Sammy was not afraid to die, he told me. I said, Irv, if you could tell me, because Sammy had already passed away, what did he feel? And he goes, Sammy told Irv, Dr. Irv, didn't regret a thing. Lived my life the way I wanted to live my life. And, of course, he died of the throat cancer. But one of the sweetest guys you could ever meet, Sammy Davis Jr. And I really think, and I, you know me, how much I love Frank Sinatra and how much I love the King of Cool, Dean Martin. Sammy, I think, was more talented than anybody. I'm before or since, you know?
Now, you know who also passed away on this day, same day, same year, was Jim Henson.
Really?
Interesting. Yes.
And then,
Ronnie James
useless Dio, information.
Well, that's some useless information. Ronnie James Dio passed away this day 12 years ago of stomach cancer. So
and then yesterday was funny. It was interesting because the debut, like Saturday, was the Frank Sinatra death day, May 14th, right?
Mm. And, that's right.
In 1998. But it was Bobby Darin's birthday too, correct?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Isn't that weird? Isn't that wild though, like that? Yeah. Yeah, and so listen, there it is, just the kind of a crazy dark Monday, and you know, just bringing up, remembering those lives lost, particularly in Buffalo. And I'm going to go to the phone call. Stay here. Can I rant for 2 seconds? Because I'm so dedicated to helping the at-risk community, and when I see it doing well, like I see it's happening in this great part of Buffalo, New York, and then you see a sick guy who was inflamed by the fringe, and he looks at all these mass shooters. I don't even think we should mention these people's names. Like, I like when Andrew Pollock, the creep cockroach that took his beautiful daughter Meadow's life. Andrew will not even mention the creep's name. He just gives the number, the prison number. And what's that guy doing in prison? What are these people doing? They're heroes. You know, there's copycats and there's heroes, one after another. And then when I see how the, you know, African-American community has struggled, and then when they put the community together, and then someone's going to come take him out because he's Satan? We got to take all of this high tech that we have and that they're using to spy on us for algorithms to sell products, to spy on us politically, to keep their jobs, to get better pension and welfare, to get more power and control. We can't say January 6th. We can't say 2020, the election. We can't say the Wuhan virus. They shut us down. They take us off. But anybody, you can have these monster killers on social media and they can't find them. Something, there has to be an emergency order, an executive order, that every time there's something like that is serious. Not Donald Trump tweeting. This is serious. And it's about time that Congress or the president steps up and sees if there's a minor red flag, like Danny Colson said, shut them down, give law enforcement, don't handcuff law enforcement, because it's killing Americans. Let me go to Ernie in Rockland County. Hi, Ernie. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Joe. Thank you so much for your voice. You're such a great American. I truly appreciate it.
God bless you. Thank you for that. Yeah, what are you thinking, Ernie, this morning, man?
Okay, real quick, before I get to my 2 points, I wrote a one-paragraph constitutional letter for a friend of mine who was deplatformed. They put his content back up in 4 minutes with an apology. We're trying to get that letter to Donald Trump right now through his lawyers.
Yeah.
The 2 points are this, sir, and it's so important. We've been diluted and tarnished, meaning our constitutional law and our state constitutional law. With this Supreme Court issue, the U.S. Marshal Service guards the judiciary. Number one, where are they?
Yeah.
The U.S. Marshal Service guards the judiciary because Chuck Schumer needs to be arrested. Why? Why? He's the head lawyer in the New York Appellate Division, and he said what he said about those justices, and it states specifically New York constitutional law for lawyers lawyers may not speak out against the judiciary. Look what he caused. Look at it. So where's the marshals? Lawyers may not speak out against the judiciary, and that's a warning to everyone. But he did it, and look what he caused, and he's just running around. He's got to be arrested. The people want it.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what, Ernie, you're right. I hate to say it, but you're right on the money. If he was in the Trump administration, he'd be impeached already. He'd be impeached already, for crying out loud. You know, and isn't it unsettling that the leak got out there and they're not concerned about the leak at all from the Supreme Court, you know? I got you. We lose him? That's okay. Ernie, thank you. You know what? There's a part of me, I got to tell you, and I'm so organically honest. I'm telling you, when there's a local issue, you could turn to Chuck Schumer's office in New York. You can. And we know that. We know he covers the broadcasters, okay? But Ernie's right on the money. He's absolutely right. If this was anybody other than the lead Democrat from the liberal state of New York, they would have been impeached for that, because he did inflame what's happening with the Supreme Court justices, the harassment. And that is against the law. Thank you, Ernie. Great thought. And thank you for your kind words. Debbie, on the roads out there. We're back. We're back. If they say people aren't going in, they're still doing remote work from home. I don't know. Debbie,
Could you imagine when everybody's back then? It's crazy out here.
That pandemic, I would get in so quickly to the city now.
Yes.
It's just crazy. So please be careful out there. Debbie's got you covered. Always great to hear your voice, Debbie Duhame. How are we doing this morning?
Thanks, Joe. It's great to be with you. Let's go to 17 northbound at Route 46 in Hasbrook Heights. It's a crash. 208 southbound slowing down through Fairlawn. 46 westbound at Route 10. It's an accident as you get out toward Roxbury. It looks like that one involves a pedestrian, unfortunately. Inbound Holland 40, Lincoln 20, GWB 20 to 30 into that upper and lower level. The New Jersey Turnpike southbound by exit 9. They're doing construction in East Brunswick. And some stop-and-go traffic still as you head to the Deegan North at 179th with a stalled vehicle cleared. Shore Road is still closed over in Orchard Beach. It's all due to an ongoing investigation. Expect delays this morning at the Ed Koch 59th Street Bridge getting into town. Queens Midtown Tunnel moving slowly inbound as well. LIE westbound stop-and-go traffic right through Willis Avenue. And we're still seeing delays on Route 9 at Phillipstown with some ongoing construction. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The End. Answer.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka is tired of our representation.
I couldn't care less what Congress does, because they have demonstrated themselves to be unfit as a collective body. Not individual people, not the half a dozen people who come on my show. As a collective entity representing the American people, they are unfit to serve.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
I don't have to remind you, America is facing huge challenges. Soaring inflation, radical ideologies forced on the next generation, the worsening crisis at our southern border, and alarming crime rates. It's time to join forces with an organization that loves America. AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, is America's conservative 50-plus organization. My friends at AMAC are action-oriented and fight every day to represent your interests on Capitol Hill with the AMAC Advocacy Group. Join today. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com and start receiving amazing benefits like discounts on travel, cell phones, and restaurants, all while fighting to preserve America and the causes that conservatives care about. For just $16 a year, you can join forces with AMAC and 2.3 million Americans who share your values. I'm a proud member of AMAC. You can be one too. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com. Join today.
There's nothing like hearing the songs you love on local radio with no subscriptions and no monthly fees. But there's a new bill in Congress that could stop the music. If passed, this bill would tax your local radio station simply to play the music you love. Text LOCAL to 52886 and ask Congress to support local radio stations. Help us keep you connected to the music, local news, weather, and traffic that you need each day. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I start every day by reading through the stories at Daybreak Insider. It's a look at today's most compelling stories and provides responses from key conservatives in media and politics. Over 250,000 people get Daybreak Insider by email daily, and it's available to you at no cost. Go to DaybreakInsider.com and simply plug in your email. That's DaybreakInsider.com. In 5 minutes, you will be the most informed person in the office. That's DaybreakInsider.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Intervals of clouds and sun, warm and humid today. Look for a couple of thunderstorms to cross the area later this afternoon into early this evening. Any thunderstorm can produce downpours, damaging winds, and hail. The high today, 78. Clearing and breezy overnight, low 57. Tomorrow, a nice day. Sunshine and some clouds and becoming windy, high 74. For Wednesday, sunshine mixing with clouds and breezy, the high 72. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, telling about Relief Factor one last time. I have such a fun with Relief Factor over the weekend on stage, and I was able to move around on stage, able to run to my plane, you know, and just up and around. And then yesterday, forget about it, you know, just running in. And I wanted to be live on the air last night, and boom, I was. Grace of God, I got there, you know. And then I went to see this kid, Gavin DeGraw, who's great, you know. And at the City Winery, I just wanted to check in there and just say hi to. So I have some mutual friends in his management group over there. And I got to tell you, I did it all, and by the grace of God, always. But I don't think I could move around if I wasn't taking Relief Factor, my friend. I got to tell you something. 1995, you can see if you can get out of pain. 3 week quick start. If it doesn't work, you forget about it. Like we were saying, you forget about it. Meantime, try it, and because it's a 3 week quick start. If you don't like it, you don't have to continue. I think you, like tens of thousands of others, of all of us who take 100% drug free Relief Factor, it works. And it works for me miraculously. All you got to do is call 800, the number 4, and Relief, 800-4-RELIEF, to hear more about the offer and feel the difference and get yourself out of pain and get out and about like you deserve to be. You can start at ReliefFactor.com. Let's start here, okay? ReliefFactor.com.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, an intensive show this morning. Thank you so much for staying with us. Joe Sibilia, brilliant job, young man.
Thank you.
That's a lot to do. And I know we talked on the way from one radio station on the way to City Winery.
Radio stops for no one.
I called you. I said, I need this. I need this. I need that. And our hearts go out to every single person, every single family in Buffalo during these tough, tough times. And not to mention who's the 9-year-old killed in Skokie, Illinois, 6-year-old wounded in Skokie, 17 people injured. Look at this, a mass shooting in Milwaukee. And don't forget about the one dead, 4 critically wounded shooting at that church in California. And not to mention Chicago. You ready? 31 shot, 5 fatally. This is one weekend. Where's Joe Biden? Waukesha, anybody? Can he go to Wisconsin after that Christmas parade? They're going to be heading up to Buffalo as well. They should. But please. And Liz Cheney now blaming Republicans because they're white supremacists and anti-Semitic. Liz Cheney, time for you to step off the stage. Go with your dad. Put on an orange jumpsuit. Go where you belong. Joe on the radio. Mike Gallagher's coming up. Fired up. We will get to the solutions. Do not despair. We are a good people. Prayers for those lives lost. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Albert. Thank you, Debbie. Most of all, thank you for taking the time to listen. With respect and with love, make it the best day that you can, because you deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.